available on CheeseheadTV.com. I'm your host, Brian Caribou. Joined this morning by our live blog directors, John Rahor and Jamie Jorns. We are previewing a Packers Monday Night Football game this evening against the Seattle Seahawks on the road in a hostile environment. To preview that game, to talk about it, we're joined by a guest this morning on the phone. We have Chris Jenkins of the Associated Press joining us. Chris, how are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm wonderful. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for joining us. Now, the big question I want to get out of the way right away here, this whole Aaron Rodgers, Jermichael Finley, Jermichael Finley's agent story, I'm not going to go over it. We've probably gone over it 100 times, and I'm sure you have as well. But is it going to provide a distraction for the Packers heading into tonight's game?
I don't know. The Packers and Twitter are always seem to be such an odd mix. I was going back to the Super Bowl, and we were talking about who's in the team photo and not in the team photo. And they seem to weather that one okay. The results seem to be okay. So I really don't think this is that huge a deal. It was certainly noticed in the around the Lambeau Field front office, I can tell you that much. But I don't think it's going to be a huge distraction.
The link between the Packers Super Bowl Twitter story and the current story is one tight end, Jermichael Finley. Is he wearing out his welcome at all? I don't know if I want to go that far, but I mean, certainly he's always been known to stir the pot, I guess you could say.
Yeah, and then, you know, that kind of takes us back to how social media is affecting everything, and it makes everything seem like a huge deal, and sometimes it's really not. I think when you combine it with his continued questionable productivity, then maybe you have something, but you know, if he's out there catching passes and playing up to his ability or close to his ability, this is really not going to be that big a deal, I don't think.
Very good. Another big storyline heading into tonight's game, the health of Greg Jennings. He's officially listed as questionable, which makes you think it's a 50-50 chance whether he would play. But do you think that is the case?
I think you guys might have to catch me up because of the family wedding over the weekend. So he practiced quite a bit on Saturday, from what I understand, right?
Yeah, as far as I know, he practiced, but the official status is questionable.
Yeah, so I think if he practiced Saturday, that's probably a good indication that you'll see him tonight. I don't know if you can limit his snaps or something along those lines, kind of bring him in and use him situationally. But I would pretty much expect him to play tonight. And that's we'll see what that'll do for the offense. You know, things have not gotten off of, you know, so despite the record and the decent start, things have not gone real well on offense. But, there are different teams, Greg Jennings in there, and I expect him to be pretty productive.
Yesterday in the NFL, pretty crazy day. The Vikings beat the 49ers. The Detroit Lions. The Detroit Lions lose on a wacky game overall with its own Music City Miracle play and then crazy play in overtime when the Lions didn't appear they knew what they were doing. And you've got undefeated teams like the Arizona Cardinals, one of the few undefeated teams in the NFL. Parity seems to reign. Can we really get a gauge on how good this Packers team is when it's just seemingly everywhere? It's uncertainty and parity.
Yeah, it seems like we run into this every year, and we're always surprised. We know about parity, but we're always surprised when it happens again. And it's kind of the reason that one of the reasons I think the NFL is so popular is because every fan can have hope every year because you just have no idea what's going to happen, and you have no idea who's going to be who every weekend. I mean, you have a pretty good idea of who the elite teams are, and you probably think the Packers, you know, are probably not going to go through the season with just one loss, but they're probably going to be in that conversation, you'd figure. But again, every week's a different chapter, and anything can happen, really. It's not really about trends. It's about how you perform that night. And well, I guess we'll see how that affects tonight. We'll see how the replacement refs fare. We'll see all those variables you don't even imagine. So I guess that's why we keep watching.
How long can this replacement ref thing continue to happen. There seems to be, with each passing week, increased scrutiny, increased criticism on the replacement refs. When is this going to come to a head?
Yeah, well, the thing is, you know, what's not happening, as far as I know, is people have stopped watching. And you know, if people are criticizing and talking about it, then I mean, that's, in some respects, any publicity, although that really doesn't apply here. But you know, there's no real consequence if people don't stop watching. So the NFL, if they want to set a hard line, as long as it's not affecting their TV numbers, as long as it's not affecting their commercial sales, it really makes no difference to them. They would love their on-field product to be good, of course, but you know, you balance that against what you're trying to do in this situation, and a lot of it, from what I understand, comes down to their pension, and they're trying to reduce that or make it some sort of different program, as we're seeing with all kinds of businesses all across the country, even ones less successful than the NFL. So you know, it's probably a balancing act on there. If they don't see any consequences and they're committed to drawing a hard line here, then it could probably go on for a little longer, I guess.
Interesting storyline there. Another storyline in tonight's game, quarterbacks. A former Wisconsin Badger is the starting quarterback for the Seattle Seahawks, Russell Wilson, of course. His backup is a former Packer, Matt Flynn. Do you get any sense that there's a faction of Wisconsin fans out there cheering for Russell Wilson and against the Packers?
Oh, I don't see that at all. I mean, everybody wants Wilson to do well, but I think they want him to do well in the other 15 games they play this year. I think people want good things for Russell Wilson just because of the excitement and the excitement he provided here last season for Wisconsin, and you know, the really dignified and classy manner with which he carried himself, and you know, the idea that he's proving himself against really long odds. I'm surprised. I really thought his height would affect him more when he got to the NFL level, but clearly he proved himself that he could play first now, and look at the stats here, they're 32nd in average yards passing per game. So I don't know I've not seen them play really. I've just seen highlights. So we'll see what happens here. But, you know, just the fact that he got to this point in one of the starting jobs as a rookie is impressive.
He can win every game but tonight, as far as Wisconsin fans are concerned, I suppose.
That's kind of my general sense. I don't see anybody cheering for Seattle over the Packers just because Russell Wilson's their quarterback.
Give me a prediction for tonight's game.
You know, I figure, I'm assuming Jennings plays, and I figure the Packers win. I'm horrible at predicting scores. Probably not a super high scoring game because this is a really good run defense. They're giving up 46 yards rushing per game. So they're going to take away the run and then, you know, drop guys into coverage, I would assume, and try to confuse Rodgers, which, you know, works to some extent, but not probably to a winning side. I think the Packers win by a touchdown, if I had to guess.
Gotcha. Chris, one of the biggest reasons I wanted to get you on the show here was your career at the Associated Press is ending. This is nothing you haven't made public already. I noticed you've mentioned it on Twitter, but you know, where is your life's direction taking you now?
Well, it's thanks for bringing that up. I got an opportunity at Marquette University to write for a lot of their different publications, and such a, anybody, you know, I'm sure a lot of your listeners have a direct contact with Marquette, and everybody who does have some sort of direct contact knows it's a great institution. It was just an opportunity I couldn't pass up. I will dearly miss covering Wisconsin sports, a lot about that. There's some things I won't miss at all. You know, it was just a great opportunity for me to spend a little bit more time at home and still tell great stories. So I'm really excited to move on. But, you know, it's a little bittersweet because I really enjoyed my time here at AP. And obviously I love it here in Wisconsin because we're putting down long-term roots as a family. So a little bittersweet. This is my last hurrah week. The Saints game will be my last official act. But I'm really excited to what might be on the horizon for me.
Well, you've done a fantastic job, just let me tell you that, and I wish you all the best of luck at Marquette University, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Great. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks a lot, Chris. Chris Jenkins of the Associated Press and soon-to-be editor at Marquette University joining us on the show this morning. So really done a great job. His work is appreciated, what he's done with the Associated Press. You know, Chris is a guy, and everybody at the Associated Press a lot of times they toil in obscurity because the writing you read from people who are from the Associated Press, there's frequently not a byline. You know, there might be locally if you read his work in the local paper, but I mean, his stories, Chris Jenkins' stories, are picked up nationally with frequency. And likewise, I mean, frequently you'll be reading the work of Associated Press writers from Seattle, San Francisco, New York, wherever, locally here, and you don't even know it really, because you know they're not cited, they're not given bylines a lot of time, so to that extent, the kind of unknown work a little bit, but not always. Sometimes they throw in those bylines for them. But you know, great job for a guy like Chris. He really does do a fantastic job. And covering the Packers for the Associated Press and moving on later after this. So great to have him on the show, but before he moves on, and maybe, I don't know, if there's a Marquette connection to the Packers sometime, maybe we'll have him back. You know, the Packers used to play in Milwaukee, not anymore. Tough to find that Marquette connection to the Packers, but we'll continue looking. That's where Bob Harlan went to school. Bob Harlan, former Packers president, Marquette alum. Anyhow, no football at Marquette. No football. Tougher yet to find the Packers connection. But anyway, yeah, Packers Monday night football game this evening. Big game, obviously. That goes without saying here for the Packers. You know, especially after yesterday, weird day, wasn't it? We just talked about it in passing, but you know, the Bears and the Vikings both win yesterday, so they're 2-1. That's the standings in the NFC North. They're at the top, tied for first. If the Packers want to keep pace, they're going to have to win as well. But I mean, just how wacky was it yesterday in the NFL? The Vikings go and beat the 49ers. So the 49ers beat the Packers in week one, and pretty much everybody anoints them the best team in the NFL at, you know, at this early stage in the season. And it's just, you know, who could have predicted that? Who would have predicted the 49ers beating, or the Vikings being the 49ers? How many people lost their, you know, where you, what is the bet where you pick one game a week that you're absolutely positively sure of, and you try to see how long a streak you can continue there? What do they call it? I never take part in these myself, but I see people talking about them all the time. Very, very popular. There's a name here, is the elimination bet or the challenge. What is, somebody throw this out on the live blog here. Just how many people, confidence? No, it's not. Is it confidence? Survivor pool. There we go. Michael Rose on our live blog says, I had the 49ers in the survivor pool. I don't think you're alone, Michael. I do not think you're alone. I bet a lot of people had the 49ers yesterday, because too, it's tough because you can only pick a team once throughout the whole season. So you couldn't just pick the 49ers again and again. You pick them once. So you try to pick a game, where you think they have a good chance to win, like you would this week against the Vikings, and end up losing. So, anyhow, crazy week. And how about the way the Lions lost? The Lions, victim to a replay of the Music City Miracle, and then lose in overtime. They don't seem to be on the same page. They're trying to draw the defense off sides and end up going for a quarterback sneak, getting stuffed on 4th-and-1. Just wacky games yesterday in general. A lot of upsets. Like I said, that the Arizona Cardinals are 3-0. Who would have predicted that? You know, one of the few undefeated teams left in the NFL. Just you know, parity. So, you know, if the Packers want to keep pace, they got to win tonight. And it's just a big game in general, of course, nationally televised on ESPN. It's Monday Night Football, the history behind Monday Night Football. Packers are going into an environment that's known as being loud in Seattle at CenturyLink Field, home of the 12th man. The 12th man. Kind of weird, huh? Like that's kind of like a common thing nowadays where you hear, you know, fans being called as the 12th man. But I think that all originated in Seattle. But still, regardless, even though it's kind of taken on a life of its own elsewhere, still rings true in Seattle. That is a loud environment known as being loud, especially for an outdoor facility. So, a difficult environment for the Packers to be playing in tonight. They face a good defense with Seattle, as Chris Jenkins had said, you know, really tough against the run. So it'll be difficult for Cedric Benson to get going and the Packers' run game to get going tonight. But not only that, the Packers' passing game really hasn't gotten on track all that much so far. So, you know, I think the Packers are going to have tough sledding tonight. I made my picks official here and my interview on K107 in Fond du Lac just before this. I picked the Seattle Seahawks to win tonight. I don't see the Packers doing it. You know, I think it'll be somewhere in the realm of 28-24, something like that. You know, I think it's close. I mean, I don't think the Seahawks run away with this thing, but just going on the road and facing a tough D, and it only encourages me more after seeing the results from yesterday and underdogs winning. But anyhow, you know, again, once again, I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong. I say this every time. I am a Packers fan, but I do try to be objective in my analysis and don't let fandom get in the way of predicting what I think will happen. But you know what I say, people could give a whole hill of beans to. So anyhow, regardless, you know, I think if you think this is going to be a pushover game, you've got another thing coming to you. Even though the Packers won the Super Bowl 2 years ago, even though they went 15-1 a year ago, this is going to be a tough game, I think. And anyhow, Michael Rose on our live blog saying, everyone's been saying the Seahawks' big corners will be tough. Perhaps Jordy, Greg get shut down. Therefore, tonight is about Randall Cobb, slippery in the slot. I guarantee he gets one TD. You know, there is a lot of talk about the Seahawks defense. Up-and-coming Seahawks defense. A lot of youth at the corners, even at safety, and you know, still pretty good. The other positions, defensive line, where they have Chris Clemons rushing the passer, at linebacker there with KJ Wright. Good Seahawks defense, and it is going to be, you know, I think a key how the Packers passing game does. I mean, that's always a key. That's obvious. Just the amount the Packers pass. Of course, you want them to do good running the ball as well, but you know. The pass really dictates success for the Packers, and it will be interesting to see how, you know, the Packers wide receivers, Jordy Nelson, Greg Jennings, do against these Seahawks receivers who are known as being big, tall. Can they shut them down in that department? You know, the Packers aren't going to get the jump ball against the Seahawks. Or, you know, that's the line of thinking because the Seahawks corners are like 6'2", 6'3". So, you know, Greg Jennings' status is, of course, of attention tonight because, you know, we talked about with Chris Jenkins, he's listed officially as questionable, but, you know, he did practice on Saturday. You know, I have to think that, you know, Greg Jennings is going to play tonight. You know, how can you think otherwise? I mean, because he played, the positive comments from head coach Mike McCarthy, you know, Greg Jennings is going to play. Greg Jennings is going to play. And you know, that only helps the Packers. I mean, even I think a less than 100% Greg Jennings still helps you. I mean, maybe if he isn't 100%, you do try to get him some rest tonight. You try to keep him as fresh as possible. Perhaps he doesn't play as many snaps as he usually does. But, you know, this is a guy who's dangerous even at less than 100%. And I think it's the Packers do have to make a concerted effort to get Greg Jennings involved with the passing game. You know, because he hasn't been so far. You know, and I think that's only going to help open up things eventually for other players. You know, once Greg Jennings starts getting the ball, then maybe attention goes his way, especially if they can get to him early on. And then you can open things up for, like, Randall Cobb, for JerMichael Finley in the seam, things like that. I really do think, you know, perhaps maybe it is a big game for Randall Cobb if those tall corners are going to prevent Greg Jennings and Jordy Nelson from doing anything. Well, you know, Randall Cobb is a threat in his own right, you know, whether it's from the slot or, you know, now in the backfield, which he's, you know, such a unique twist on the Packers offense this season, seeing Cobb there, or JerMichael Finley in the slot, wherever JerMichael Finley lines up, in tight, outside, you name it. You know, there's not going to be any cornerbacks on him. So, you know, he can still, you know, be a threat down the seam, use his body as a shield when he's getting passes thrown his way. Could be the difference in the game. Now, JerMichael Finley has to catch the ball. We all know that, right? We all know that. JerMichael Finley does have to hold up his end of the bargain. And yeah, so interesting. We talked to Chris Jenkins about the whole JerMichael Finley, Aaron Rodgers, Blake Barrett story. Chris Jenkins saying, not going to be a distraction tonight, or doesn't think it'll be. I had to ask, you know, because it got a lot of play this week. So, the media all asked the players about it. It was the dominating storyline this week of practice leading up to the game. So I think it's a fair question to ask whether it would be a distraction. But, you know, I have to agree, you know, with what little knowledge I have of the Packers. Agree with Chris Jenkins that it's probably not going to be a distraction. They're not going to allow it to be. Now I suppose if the Packers lose, you could go back and then maybe make the argument that it was a distraction. You know, it seems like you got to wait for the evidence to file in here. The Packers, you know, have this storyline dominating all week long. The leadership of Aaron Rodgers being questioned. You know, I don't think it's a big deal, but who knows? The Packers lose all of a sudden. That's the, you know, going to be more focus about it on talk radio, etc., in the media next week. So, just hoping that doesn't happen, right? You're a Packers fan. You just hope the Packers win. Put it in the rearview mirror. Move on, right? Be a short week. I said this before too. Kind of interesting that, you know, after tonight's game, Packers are going to get back in Green Bay 5 a.m. tomorrow. You know, maybe slightly earlier than that, 4 a.m. Gonna be a tough week for them. You know, coming back from the West Coast. I can't imagine too much is going to happen in Green Bay at 1265 Lombardi Avenue on Tuesday. I mean, they're going to get back in the morning practically. You know, they're going to sleep away half the day. These guys got to sleep. And, you know, anything they do get done, I'm sure the coaches will be at watching the film, et cetera, et cetera. But yeah, going to be a tough week on the Packers as they prepare for the Saints going into next week. Throwback weekend, right? Everybody excited about throwback weekend? But yeah, just the matchup against the Saints, I suppose we can get into this later this week, but, you know, Saints 0-3, that just grabs your attention as well. Who would have predicted the Saints to be 0-3? Not that anybody perhaps maybe thought they'd be undefeated, but 0-3, a little bit surprising. Just keeps up the whole wacky storyline in the NFL so far this year. and where things are at and where things are headed. Yeah, it always there's parity in the NFL. It's been that way for when the 90s practically. It always seems to surprise you, regardless, that there's parity in the NFL. Not to say some teams can't have sustained success, but I mean it's more pronounced than it's more pronounced than in, say, baseball, where the Yankees, of course, have been successful for so long. Not to say they don't have a down season here and there, but of course the whole salary cap issue there plays into a lot of things in Major League Baseball and how that can affect the competitiveness of the sport and its comparison to the NFL, where there is more parity, there's a salary cap, things are more equal, teams are it really does come down to week to week game planning. I think team that has a good game plan in a sport like the NFL, where there's parity, coaching X's and O's really can be the difference between winning and losing in any particular week. Even if you are an underdog, if you have a good game plan, a unique one, a unforeseen one, that can really throw you for a loop if you're a favorite and you don't see sign coming. That's what makes the NFL so great, though. That's what makes it, fun to watch. The underdog is a chance, any given Sunday, right? As the saying goes, any given Sunday, anybody can beat anybody. But it's exciting times if you're a Packers fan, well, football fan in general. Week three, even though the Saints might be 0-3 right now, they're not out of it. Nobody's out of it yet. So it's the Packers right now, in the thick of the NFC North chase, and they will be for weeks. I mean, everybody will. The playoff, race is not yet to take shape. We might have a little inkling after 2 weeks of NFL action, but really, a lot yet to be determined, and we'll only get a better gauge on how the Packers look this evening as they go on the road for the first time this year. First time this year. In 2012, Packers heading on the road after two straight home games. Packers have to be the only team in the NFL right now, mainly by virtue that they play on Monday night, so they play the latest game. The latest team in the NFL to have played a road game. Right? Nobody out there started at home three straight games, right? Can't imagine that would be the case. But yeah, so get ready, folks. Get ready to get your popcorn tonight. Watch the Packers take on the Seahawks in a nationally televised game. Gonna be a late one. You might need to take a nap today to stay up that late. So what it starts at 7:30 p.m. Central Time. So there, roughly if a game lasts 3 hours, that's be ending at about 10:30 or so. Yeah, it'll be a late night for me tonight. I'll be running the live blog at Bleacher Report. Have the post-game winners and losers post after that. Jamie Jorr here talking about the Packers live blog right here at cheeseheadtv.com. Make sure to come here and check out your reaction and analysis. And fun night of football ahead of us here as we wrap up week three in the NFL. That's going to do it tonight, folks. Today. Have fun watching the football game tonight. Packers taking on the Seahawks in a nationally televised football game. It'll be interesting. So, I'll see you later, everyone. On behalf of Jamie Jors, I'm Brian Kirivu. Leave you tonight with a song called Drive by String Cheese Incident on Psy Fidelity Records. We'll see you later, everyone. Go, Pack, go.